A trial over Massachusetts voter registration laws begins today in Boston. The American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts is suing, claiming that the deadline requiring people to register 20 days before an election is unconstitutional. The state denies that. For more on today's hearing, we're joined this morning by Jesse Rossman, staff attorney of the ACLU of Massachusetts. Good morning, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
So start by telling us what you believe is wrong with the law. Make the case briefly.
Every year, Bob, thousands of individuals in Massachusetts register to vote after the registration deadline, but before the election. And every year, these individuals are disenfranchised solely because of this 20-day registration cutoff law. This is unfair, it's unnecessary, and as a result, it's also unconstitutional.
Be specific, if you would. Explain why, in your view, the 20-day voter registration cutoff is unconstitutional.
The 20-day cutoff is unconstitutional because it is unnecessary for the Commonwealth in order to have an orderly election, which is evidenced by their early voting that happened 5 days after the registration deadline this year, as well as the experience in states throughout the country. I think a second thing that's important to highlight is that it's unconstitutional and burdening the fundamental right to vote for voters throughout the Commonwealth. You know, campaigns and the media are all structured to focus on those final critical days before an election. Often newspapers and TV commentators aren't issuing their recommendations on ballot proposals or endorsements for candidates until those final 20 days. The only people who can't take advantage of those final critical days are the voters right now, and that turns the fundamental right to vote on its head.
Critics say the 20-day cutoff period is needed for the, quote, orderly management of the election process. What's your response to that?
You know, you don't need to look too far to see that you don't need 20 days in order to have an orderly election cycle. Right here in the Commonwealth this year, we had early voting, which began just 5 days after that registration cutoff. And we also know that outside of Massachusetts, 16 states have election day registration, including 4 in New England. So we have a lot of evidence here that 20 days simply isn't necessary to have an orderly election.
So what's your goal in this case in terms of that voter registration deadline?
What we're asking the court to do, Bob, is to say that this registration deadline is unconstitutional, and this would then kick it back to the legislature so that they could put something in place that comports with the Constitution and properly protects that fundamental right to vote here in Massachusetts.
Last fall, the State Attorney General Maura Healey said that current law is constitutional in her view, but that she was willing to work with state lawmakers to make changes to the law. What have you heard from Healey, and what kind of input would you like to give her?
You know, the Attorney General is representing the Secretary of Commonwealth in this case. But what I can say is that we know that there have been bills pending in the past in the legislature, both with respect to shorter deadlines and for Election Day registration. It's important for the legislature to act, but sometimes you need the court's involvement in order to encourage the legislature when it has been taking too much time.
Jesse Rossman, attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks so much for having me on.